There we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World of Ink Network, founded in 2011 by Virginia Grenier and Marcia Cook. Their vision was to start a radio show that helped writers reach their dreams. The World of Ink has a wonderful group of hosts who are dedicated to delivering shows to entertain and inspire listeners. The World of Ink Network shares resources that introduce tips, products, and services to help strengthen, support, and challenge those who love writing and the written word. Their hope is to bring not only authors, illustrators, and publishers together, but screenwriters, directors, and producers. New to the network will be a variety of special shows, bringing not only entertaining shows, but informative discussions on timely subjects. To learn more about us, go to www.worldofinknetwork.com or visit us on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Thank you for your support and enjoy the show.
Hi, everybody. It's Marcia Cook, and it's A Good Story is a Good Story from the World of Ink Network. And actually, we have a really great show today, and we have somebody that I've been trying to get on for several years. And so this is a great way to end the year by having Lady Amber on, and I'm going to have Sierra Knight, F.T. Zeeley, and Cameo Renee, and me, and it's going to be a great show. If you want to call in and ask a question, it's 714-242-5259, or the chat room is open, and hopefully we'll stay on the air and everything will be fine. And I want to thank everybody for the entire year making this a great year for us on World of Ink. We've had a lot of different people on, and next year we'll be starting some new things and maybe some new hosts. But Virginia and I are still here and doing shows. And we like to bring you different things. And so if you know of anything that you want to hear about, please let us know. We try to think of everything, but, you know, after 600 shows, I do have a lot of repeat guests because, you know, a lot of writers are writing new things. And as I said on my Tuesday show with Jeff Fleischer, my editor, if you didn't hear that show, it's a really good show. I was taking notes, and I know him for 15 years. He said some really good things about promotion and writing and tone of writing. And since he edits my work, and I definitely need an editor, and I have a lot of issues, and so he came on and talked about a lot of things. So it was really a good show, and all our shows are on demand, as this one will be too. All right, so I think what we're going to do before we bring anybody out, I'm going to bring the guest chair. I feel like she's like Queen Lady Amber to me. Hi, Amber. How are you?
Hi, Marcia. I'm so happy
to have you. I want you to tell everybody what you do, and then we'll bring everybody else out. But I want you say who you are and what you do. I know what you do, but they don't. A lot of people do know who you are. Go ahead.
I run Lady Amber's Promotions. I do tours. I do events. I PA. I do PR. Anything and everything to get an author and their work out there to not just social media, but interviews and anything that I see that will help them reach a wider audience and be successful as an author.
And we have three people actually that you are, you know, you've done work for. And also I have, you know, I've done the new tour now that you have, the the author tour for, it's, you know, you have 25 people on. Every day, I mean, a different day, there's different people on. And that's a lot of work.
Yes, it is. It's
quite, and I think nobody understands that.
I think a lot of people think it's just part-time work, but honestly, if I'm not on my computer, I have my phone with me, and I'm constantly messaging bloggers or messaging the authors or messaging other promo people that are trying to help us get the author's name and the author's books out there and read and reviewed and sold to anyone and everyone that's willing to buy and read their books.
And I have talked about you many times before, and I mean, the first time I think I saw you were doing parties and tour, like, and it was, that was then, that was several years ago, but you have tons of people. You have bloggers. You have a lot of people. And you've been in this business for several years, and you've been working continuously. I mean, really a lot. So I think, you know, and we're going to have, well, before, I'm going to do something a little different because I want to just ask you to give your website and where they can reach you first, because in case people don't listen to the whole show, I want them to hear where they could find you.
Well, I'm on Facebook at Lydia Ambers Reviews. I'm on all kinds of social media sites, Twitter, Instagram, Google+. The new one is Sue Booktropolis, but my website is ladyambersreviews.blogspot.com.
Okay, that's good, because then, you know, then we'll say them later again. Okay, so we're going to bring all three of them out together. Sierra, FT, and Cameo. Hi, girls. How are you?
Hi.
And I'm glad you're all here, and this is going to be a fun show, and you all know, we all know what Lady Amber does, but we also know that without all of us writing, you know, it wouldn't be the same. So we're all writers. So,
yes.
Okay, Sierra, why don't you start and say what you do so people will know, and give your website, and then we'll get more into a conversation, but I don't want to forget that everybody, you know, at the beginning of the show, because we usually sometimes we wait till the end, but I want to do it twice with you. All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, as she said, I'm Sierra Knight, and thanks to Lady Amber, this year I'm officially a USA Today bestselling author.
Yay.
I write
that
a little bit
you.
Of edge. I write a little edge and a lot of heart in all my books and multi-genres, including historical romance, speculative fiction, or paranormal romance, and my best-selling series is A Sweet Small-Town Romance. And my website is www.sierranight.com.
All right, that's great. All right, then we'll have FT, which your name is Fawn. Okay.
Yes.
This is good. You know, I told Amber this the other day. I had a show several years ago. I had five authors on, and they all had different names than they, you know, they all had pen names, and I tried not to call any of them the regular names because I called them all their pen names, because otherwise people would, you know, because some people really don't want other people to know who they are, you know. And as people know, if they've seen my work, I keep changing names, okay, you know, and I go back and forth. And I have screwed up my Virginia Templeton series so much that it's, you know, I just have. But what can I say? You know, I've gone to Max Irving, Madison Montgomery, but I'm back with Marcia Casper Cook because I'm on a show. So it's very hard to be anonymous when I keep talking. So, all right, so there we go. All right, so go ahead. All right, well, here we go. Go ahead, Fawn.
Hi, I'm FT, or Fawn, Zelly. I used to write under a different name, Zoe Foster, but being incredibly proud of what I do, I decided to use my real initials. I write angsty, dark, gritty love stories. Just working with Amber, and she's gotten so much more exposure to my book or my books. I just love writing, and my website is www.ftzellyauthor.com.
Okay, that's good. All right, and Cameo?
Okay, my Cameo.
You've been on before, so you've been on.
Oh.
I know you've been on before, and you've been on with Candy, so that we know. So you've already been initiated here, right?
No, I am a young adult and a romance author. I also write young adult post-apocalyptic dystopian, and I will be having a children's fantasy come out later. So I actually met Lady Amber. She actually did a party for me, and she is a rock star.
Yes, I know that. I know.
Yeah, it's like crazy. I mean, she's working all the time. I don't even know how she does it. It's like, I'm like, you need to get off and you need to like take a break, because she has like so many people she's PRing for. I know.
Trust me, I see her out there, because I do the same, and she knows that. I mean, you know, we've had conversations very weird hours of the night and the day, and you know, honestly, I know that's how I know she works so hard, and she does, because I know that I'm a crazy person. I keep posting myself. So, and I actually added something when Lady Amber put something in there. I put in that I just keep posting. I don't even know where I'm posting it. I just keep doing it, and because as we all know, that Facebook does not Well, they don't share, okay? And
right.
It's getting bad. But like I was saying before, the event that I made, it put it for 1 o'clock in the morning, and I could not change it, and I did not add that. So I have no idea why they did that. Yeah, I don't know. And I took it off. I tried, and then I took off the post, and I put it back on the event. And then I said, forget it, I'm not going to do it, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what why they did that. Which we all know that Lady Amber was in jail for two weeks.
Oh, yes.
I've been there, I've been there, too.
That was horrible.
And it's, and I don't really get it. But, you know, that's how I know she does so much work. And, you know, everybody that's on the show today knows that because we see what you do. You know, I mean, there's nothing more to say other than people need promotion. Does anybody want to take the question of why they think we need all this promotion? Because, it's interesting to hear what everybody thinks, because I think if without promotion, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Well, me as an author, because I'm in the cave most of the time writing, it's almost impossible to break out. And promotion itself takes hours. I mean, I can be on trying to promote a book for hours, and it's just, it takes a lot of time away from writing. And it's, when you're in that predicament and you have a deadline, you're like, oh my God, I need help,
I know.
So that's where Amber comes in. I mean, I've been with her. Gosh, Amber, how long has it been? It's been a year, 2 years. How long? I don't even know.
Almost three.
Yeah.
Almost three. Oh,
it's been like two and a half.
Time flies when you're having a good time. That's what it does.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, we've been together for a long time, but I do credit her with a lot of my success. So she's out there pounding my books, getting them to places where I can't, and and I appreciate that so much. I mean, it's so good to have someone out there that you can trust with your books and knowing that they're reaching people and, groups and,
Because you know why? Because, as you all know, we have other people that we've sometimes done, some promotion with, and once they're done with you, they're done with you. And they don't even, like in a minute, they're done. Okay. And Virginia Grenier and myself, we've tried some different things this year, and we realize that's what happens is because they, and they're very expensive a lot of times for nothing. And so people have to be really careful about who they use. And that's why I always say, I try a lot of things and I talk to a lot of people because I would like to give the best information I can. And I know who's out there because I'm out there. So I see what Lady Amber does. So I know what she does for her authors, and I know that a lot of others, they do not do what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Amber, do you want to talk maybe about, what you think is important in promotion for people, what they need? Because a lot of times they don't realize that they either need promotion. I mean, because new authors don't realize that how much this counts.
Yeah, I think constantly being out there in the public eye, whether it's social media social media plays a big part in promotion, whether we like to admit it or not. Facebook is probably the biggest promotion we have, even if they don't like us very well and they like to hide half the stuff we post.
I know.
But social media plays a big part. You have to constantly be out there, be in the public eye, and constantly sharing your links, posting what you're doing, what's new, and trying new things and new promotions and meeting different circles and reaching different audience, because otherwise you're reaching the same people over and over again and they've already read your books. So you have to keep out there and you have to keep going. And I think that's the biggest thing is you can't put a book out there and just quit. You have to keep going.
Right. We talked about cross promotion, because if everybody promotes to different people, then it gets too different. It's so much better for everybody. Let's say you post something and I post it, and then everybody, five other people post it. Even if it gets to 10 different people, it's different people. So I think that people don't realize how much when like you're saying, share, if you just even put like or share, it gets out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would anybody else like to talk about that too? You know, okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Say what you, I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
I said I'll send out stuff to bloggers to have them share. And even if those bloggers don't have more than 10 people to share those to or 100 people, that's 30 different bloggers with 10,
right.
100, or 3,000, 4,000 different viewers that might be able to see your book and might like it and say, hey, this looks good. This is something that I want to buy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think that. Go ahead. Who's wanted to say something? Somebody wants to say something. I know. It's hard because we're not in the same room. Cameo, was that you?
No problem.
Oh, Sierra. I talked her last time.
Oh, Sierra? Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to share kind of some insight because I had utilized some other PR before I came to Lady Amber. And I think, you know, PR being such an important part of an author's business, some of the things that I see about Lady Amber that, you know, it's a little bit different than a lot of others is it's not just, you're not just another number with Lady Amber. You're part of her family. She has the connections, the organizations. And one of the things I really love about her is she is brave. She's ready to try new things. It's not all old school. Because
exactly.
It is constantly an evolving, you know, the business is constantly evolving. You can't just sit still. And, you know, and she's a workaholic like I am, so I can relate
to
her.
I know. I know this. I know. It's true, though. You know, we hate to say that we are, but the truth is, you know, it does take so much work. I mean, there's no, you know, like, it just does. I mean, there's nothing you could say that's going to change that forever because all of us know it takes so much work. But it also takes, which, you know, Amber will agree, the author has to help. The author cannot sit back and let Lady Amber do her thing and they do nothing. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Who'd like to talk
about
it?
That's
all true.
My authors.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I love about all my authors, they're always so ready and eager to get out there. And anytime I promote or I bring an idea to them, they're always on board. They're always wanting to do something new, something different, which I love.
Yeah. I think, you know, and you're right, though. It does change. You know, I mean, the things that I did a few years ago don't work now, you know. And I think that a lot of people, you have to put in your time, you know. And it is hard, and it is nice when somebody like Lady Amber actually works and does this for you because you see it. With a lot of people, you pay them, and they don't do, you know they're not sharing anything. But you've already paid them. So, you know, and that's a bad thing. You know, and I think with Virginia and I, Virginia from World of Ink, we talked about this a lot, about if you're using promotion from, let's say, Lady Amber, and then if you go to somebody else at the same time, that's not a good idea because you don't want the same people looking at it and the same people saying the same thing because they may be on the same wavelength. So you have to, if you're doing it, let's say with Lady Amber, then you can't just start doing it with everybody else because then that's too much promotion. Amber, do you want to talk about that? About that? Do you want to talk about that?
I think you've got to stagger it and let it
go
a little bit further. Let more people see it. Keep it ongoing. Don't do it all at once. But I think using other companies is not always a bad thing. I think a lot of people think that it is because it's competition thing, but it's not.
It's not.
I have other company. I have other authors that use different companies other than me, and to use them and to stagger it so that it prolongs your promotion, I think is a better idea than doing it all at once.
Yeah,
because then it's like you do it all at once, and then you're done. And you're like, okay, what do I do now?
Well, right,
so
because you can't stop, though. See, the bad thing is you can't stop. That's the thing.
No.
One, you know, it's really bad, though. If you stop, then all of a sudden you disappear. And one of the things that happens with Facebook now is if you're not sharing, then all of a sudden you don't see some of those people anymore. And that's a bad thing. I don't know how, there's nothing to say. I don't even know how this works. I sometimes, for me, if I don't see somebody for a while, I go in and see what's happening with them. I want to make sure they're okay, if they're sick or something like that, because then you don't see their posts. Right. What would you? Yeah. What would anybody here? Anybody can take this. What, you know? What do you suggest to for you know our listeners when they want to know how to keep promoting and how to keep the same friends?
Well, I know it's for me. Well, this is Cameo again.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
You know, even if it's not promoting your books, a lot of people just want to know about you, the author, and what's going on with the behind the scenes. So, you know, I try to, you know, just throw out a little, I'm in the cave, you know, I'm still here, I'm writing, or,
yeah.
You know, I still have a pulse, I'm not dead.
Let them know there's a person behind
you know,
the author,
are,
the book.
Yeah, are words being written, you know, I'm not just, you know, watching TV and drinking coffee. But yeah, you know, you know, if you do that and you keep, you know, I try and answer, you know, like if somebody writes a question on my page, I'll go and, you know, try and answer it. You know, I try to be there to, you know, answer things. I'm on and off all day, you know, and Amber's like, get off of Facebook. You shouldn't be on here. You need to be right. I'm like, I know, but, you know,
I know.
Me and, you know,
I
like
know. That's
on and off.
You know, the thing is, you know, sometimes, you know, like I said to my husband, I said, okay, fine. I want to get a computer where I don't do anything on social media. He goes, this is not happening because you say this.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, you know, because I feel like I want to just, like, not look at anything and just write because, you know, we're all tempted. You go, like, well, you know, if you're sitting there for a minute, you go, well, maybe I should look on Facebook, you know,
yes.
Or maybe I should tweet, or maybe I should do this or that. But really, we shouldn't if we're writing. We should
right.
just stick to writing.
Yeah,
but
we keep starting.
I know. I think most people don't. You know, if you're a writer, we all understand this. And, you know, if you're a writer and a promotion person like Amber, she sees all of us. She knows that we're all out there. I mean, one of my problems, it's not a problem, but it's just I write children's books, and that's been an issue for me because that's one of the reasons I changed the name. And, you know, lo and behold, a librarian said she wouldn't have me, somebody had told me this, in a school because I wrote a sexy novel, you know, a sexy novella. And I thought, oh, then I went, oh, you know what? I don't even know what to say anymore. So I have a blog for that. I try not to promote that as much, my Virginia, but then I'm going to have another one of her stories. I don't know what to do. You know, it's hard. It's very hard if you do set a lot of genres. You know, that could be very difficult. If you stay in the mm-hmm. same genre, for me, I think that's what I would give someone that advice. You know, and actually I forgot mm-hmm. to say what I do. See, I knew I was going to forget that. Okay, I am I knew that. Okay, I'm a screenwriter also, and I'm an author of children's books, and I have an adult novel, and I have a mainstream, Love Changes, and I used to be I still am a WGA signatory agent, and, you know, and I'm the host. But see, I knew this. It's already, you know, I wanted to say it first, but I forgot to say it. But, you know, so I've done a lot of things. And, you know, it is hard when you have this many things that you do, if you write a screenplay, or if you write books, or if you write children's books, and it's very hard to promote. Amber, do you want to talk about that? Because we did on the phone about someone that does something like this, how, you know, how they promote and try to keep it going.
I have one author that has five different pen names, one for each different genre, and I don't know how she does it sometimes, but
it is
you know,
hard.
She does
it is really hard. Yeah.
She does it so well, and she's just constantly, when she writes for that genre, she's promoting that pen name only, and she's not promoting the others with it. And I think that's what's important, is that she's making sure that that one's getting out there and getting seen, and it's not everything at once. Sierra Knight is another one that writes in several different genres, too, and she seems to be able to do awesome with it. I mean, we make sure that we put it out one at a time, even though this past month has been one right after another. But she does amazing with it.
Maybe because people will be listening, and as this is on demand, and, you know, they can hear it at any time. Sierra, which genres do you write in? So
I've broken it down into, I think, four, if Amber can correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But I have four. I have a sweet, a paranormal,
a sizzle, and a YA.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Amber.
Okay.
And all of my covers are very indicative of that genre. So there's no guessing game here. You know, you look at a sweet romance cover, you know it's a sweet romance. And there's four hearts in different colors so people can go on my website and see what genre it's in. So that's really how I broke it down.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I started with two pen names, and for me, I wasn't cross-promoting, and I found that some of my readers liked multiple genres, and they're like, why are you writing in two different, you know, pen names? So I ended up dropping
Right, because then they know your name, and that's another thing, right, because they already know you, and they would probably look at your work, and see, that's the other thing, yeah. But it's hard to
and
know
one
that.
Of my readers, one of my readers picked up a book and said, I know this is you. This is a Sierra book.
Yeah.
And I said, how do you know that? She goes, because I know you're writing and I know this is your book.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, you've
got it. All right, that's
me.
Good. Well, yeah, you know what, honestly, you know, that's true, though, sometimes you know a person. You know, like when, you know, I did a lot of, I handled like about 100 screenwriters at a time, and I always read all their screenplays. And sometimes I would say, not to females, but it was male writers, they would say that, you know, I would be reading their screenplay, and I go, is that you in there, you know? And they go, like, they used to put themselves in it a lot, okay, the guys, especially if they were doing, you know, like thrillers and adventure, you know, they were, and they go, oh, yeah, that's us, something we did, and, you know, whatever. I could tell already that it was, that, like, part of their personal life, you know. And some even guys, they use their own name. I mean, I, you know, that was just guys. Women did not do that. The guys did. It was, you know, just like a macho thing where they would put their name in it, you know. And, you know, especially if they were doing, you know, like some adventure type thing, whatever, you know. But that's what happened. But, you know, it's true, though. I think that, you know, if you do have an audience and they are, you know, a lot of people do read a lot of genres, but, you know, these are all things that we all have to know, which is difficult, you know, and that's what I was saying before, is that some of the things that we know doesn't mean that everybody knows. And, you know, like even with Audibles, okay, you know, I had four of my children's books on Audibles, and I'm giving people gifts, and nobody knows how to use it. So I have to figure out now what to tell people, because it's a free gift, and they don't have to be on Audibles. But, you know,
that's
and the
stereo.
Same thing with Smashwords. It's very difficult to explain to everybody because they don't make it easy.
Cameo has hers on Audible, too.
Right, okay.
I
and so when you give a gift, so what instructions do you give?
Actually, Audible sent me a list of instructions with the different codes. So
okay.
I actually send them the whole thing.
you did?
You know, instructions. And,
yeah,
you know,
I have those somewhere. I should probably
it.
Do that, right. Okay. Yeah.
I do the same thing.
Okay, all right, let me ask you a question.
Yep,
so if somebody, right, that's because I have so many emails. This is what I do. I save all my emails for something. I'll go, fine, I'll read this later, and then I don't read it. It's like when you put something together, and after it doesn't work out, then you have to read the directions. That would be me. Then you go like, uh-oh. You know, and that's what happens. I, you know, and the thing is I'm finding that out because I happen to look, and I realize that half the people I send them to never even opened it. So I should send the directions. That's a good idea to just send it. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of this stuff isn't that easy for everybody to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like Amber and I were talking about Smashwords. You know, Smashwords, is everybody on Smashwords? Because a lot of people do very well with Smashwords, but when you send it to someone, they don't even, a lot of people don't know what that is. Virginia and I had, you know, them on from Smashwords. You know, and they have a lot of distribution, so it's a good place to be. Is everybody on Smashwords or wants to talk about it at all or to explain it to people that
Sierra,
how easy
are you
it
on
is?
Smashwords? I have a few on Smashwords. I started off on all Smashwords, and then I've gone to uploading all my own, and then I do some through Smashwords, and that just deals mostly with pricing and
yeah.
when you offer a free book or something like that, that's what I utilize Smashwords for.
For the codes, right, for the codes. But they have very good distribution, though. They really do, to Apple and everything. I mean, they,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think a lot of authors don't realize how much they do. They do a lot of things. It's just, you know, and they plan to do, they're in libraries. They do a lot of work for the author. Is everybody, anybody else Cameo or FT?
Actually, I'm with Kindle Unlimited. Amazon.
Yeah. I was on there too, but then I switched. Yeah, I know, because Amber and I were talking about the fact that everybody does know Amazon better, you know, than anything. You can get anything on Amazon, and it's just easier to market. But, you know, Barnes & Noble, and, you know, and that's limiting yourself, though, a lot of times. And that's, you know, all right, so I'll ask this question. Is everybody, who is indie published? Which I already know this, but let's just, okay, so Sierra, are you an indie?
I am now, yes.
Okay. And Font, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And Cameo, are you? I think you're not.
I'm with CHTV Publishing.
Yeah.
But they are an indie publishing company, so
I mean, does everybody find it hard? We've been doing this after 6 years. I would think that people would get over that, but they don't. It does hurt in a lot of ways, but I like it better because you have control of everything. You know, when some publishers, the smaller ones, do not do all the things that we do. So someone want to talk about that? How they feel about indie publishing, how much easier it is for the author to get things out. Sierra, you want to? You might want to talk about it.
I knew I'd get called out.
Okay, I know. It's like I know because I know you have a lot of books, but and that's the thing. You know, when you go to a publisher, they don't put them out that fast.
They do not. So my background actually started with agents and editors, and I've been with some small presses, and you know, I've done pretty much all different worlds of the publishing industry.
Yeah.
I've even worked for a small press as an editor.
Yeah.
And my thing is I'm a workaholic, so sometimes I think you have to be if you're going to go into indie publishing or self-publishing, because you do have to do everything yourself. Thank goodness there's people like Amber, because otherwise I'd go completely insane.
No, And you might not be, when you're with a regular, you know, a big-time publisher, they choose the PR people that you have, and that doesn't mean that they're good.
And I completely agree with that. Also, like you spoke of, the rate of publication can help or harm you depending on who your readership is.
Yeah.
I've been producing a lot of category length sweet romance. So with that length, my readers expect at least 4 a year for that genre alone.
Yeah.
I do not know, you know, a lot of publishers will not do that. And that's how I've built my readership.
Right.
Also, just arranging sales. Some publishers are resistant to setting up sales. One of my small presses, who is no longer in business, that, you know, we had a great relationship, no problem, but they would not put any book on sale. And talk about being a debut author with an ebook set at $7.99. You have no control of your pricing.
I know.
Unless you're indie.
Yep.
That being said, I'm not huge about giving away my books all the time, but there's an appropriate time and place to do that, and I do a lot of actual classes on that, you know, self-publishing and how to get out there and how to
do you do classes online or
I've mostly done them in person. I have done some online classes, but I've shied away from the online classes recently just because of the writing schedule I've put upon myself in the last year. There's just no more time to go out there. So a lot of in-person things. And I do a lot of mentoring new authors and answering questions behind the scenes, because I really believe in that. And I think a small world.
It really is. People, you know, and that's why I think, you know, people need to, you know, learn new things. Authors are, I've been writing for over 20 years, but, you know, and I have guests on, and I take notes a lot of times on what they do. because I learn from them. You know, that's what I'm saying. You can't know everything, you know. And so somebody has, sometimes they have a really good idea. And, you know, like I was saying, you know, how much better it is when you have some help. You know, and that's, you know, Amber, do you want to talk about that a little, about, you know.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm sorry, something just happened. It's okay. I was just going, I had to get something. I'm so sorry. Okay, you know, I just lost my train of thought because I had to answer something that just happened. Okay. all right. Well, you know, about learning new things, you know, and because you know what you did a few years ago doesn't work now.
Exactly, and that's one of the things with FT Zilly. When I first got with her, she said that the PR that she was working with before didn't want to open up to the ideas that she had. And I think that's one thing as a PR or promoter that you have to be open to, is to new ideas and new things, because otherwise you're going to be stuck in the past. You have to try new things to get out there, to reach new readers, to be able to sell or to be able to build your followers or anything. I mean, you have to keep up there and you have to constantly try new things.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, and that's one of the reasons you're around so long, because you have tried new things. And, you know, I just think, you know, a lot of people don't want to pay for promotions, but in my opinion, I think the days of where you think that you can get everything for free, it's over. It's not going to happen. You know, I mean, you need to spend some money. You need to have help. I mean, that's simple as that. And that's why you're on the show today. All right, so, like, you know, FT, Fawn, do you want to talk about how you feel about that too, maybe? Give a little insight.
Well, with promotion, it's definitely a must. Yes, you have to spend money to be able to make money. I've had some pretty bad experiences with it. Maybe I didn't do my research enough. I don't think that the people that were promoting me before aren't good. I just don't know how well they were with newer authors. They were stuck with what worked for more known authors. That's what I really love about Amber is she worked her tail off to try to get new things for me, to get me out there more.
Yes.
We put our heads together.
I know exactly what you're saying, right? You're saying that people, you know, if they're established, you know, that's where they'll do more, they'll do promotion, and the person that's not established, they'll just, like, kind of leave on the wayside, you know, and that's bad. For the new author.
Nothing for me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've had that. No, you know what? That's true. Because that's why we talk about this a lot, because that is what happens, that they don't do anything for you because you're not, you know, selling as many books.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps an author either in the same place or not writing at all, because they get disappointed, because that's what happens. You get disappointed, and that's why I do all these shows, because, you know, and even when I was an agent, I just said, keep writing. And I, you know, look, we don't always know if a few years from now we could come up with something that's really fabulous and it becomes really hot. Nobody knows that, you know, so you can't stop. You know, if you really love writing, you need to keep going. And don't be intimidated by the people that are doing promotion that don't pay any attention to you.
Right.
Which is a very bad thing. You're right about that.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of times that Amber comes to me with a new idea or vice versa, I am always open. And if I suggest something to her that, hey, I don't know if it's going to work, but let's just try it. She is always optimistic and she's like, let's do it. Let's try it. Because the only thing that it could hurt is you're in the same spot, but we're going to figure it out to get you where you need to be.
Yeah.
She's willing to do whatever she needs to do.
And that's really what it is. And Cameo, do you want to take that also, you know, about promotion?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said before. Sure.
Maria leaves it all up to me.
I'm just been in a zone.
Hey, don't feel, I've done shows with 8 people, and people go like, how do you do this? How do you know who's that? Because, you know, it's important to get everybody in it because, you know, these are all important things, and we all write differently, and we all promote differently.
Exactly. And, yes. you know, with Amber, I write young adult. So, you know, mine is just young adult right across the board. So it's, you know, she's always like, you know, trying to find different things for me, you know, different areas like the talk show or, you know, but promotion is huge. I mean, I cannot stress how important it is. I mean, it's sometimes in the beginning when I first started, it's like I did countless like blog tours and, you know, just for one book, my first book. And I think that really helped get me out there. And, you know, I swear I did probably about 20 tours, you know, just with one book, my first book.
No, that was good. Well, but that's good. It works, for, you know, but you can't, you didn't sit still. That's, you know, and that's one of the things.
And it's, you know, because I knew, you know, you're one fish in a sea of a million. And, you know, people are not going to know you unless you get yourself out there in front of them. So promotion is so important. You know, it's what can make or break you. And, you know, you have to be out there constantly for people. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, she's got a book coming out or, you know, she has a sale or, you know, so it's like people aren't going to know if they don't know you have a sale or they don't know that you have a book coming out. They're not going to care. It's like, okay, you know, they just go on with their daily routine. And but if you throw your face, you throw your books and your face in there, you know, in between their lives, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
I know, you know, right, you know, and that, you know, and with my own, even with the children's books, you know, we tried, you know, Amber has tried this, you know, it is difficult, you know, children's books is not the same. Children's books are not the same. You know, young adults, a great market, romance, mystery, thriller, but children's is really hard because of the e-books, you know, you really want your kids to read books and hold them a lot of times. So it, you know, and it doesn't work. I've been in, like, Virginia and I both had an experience where we just paid for review, you know, try to get different reviews and whatever, because I'm really bad at asking for reviews. And I have changed my name so many times that I've lost the reviews on Amazon. So, I tell people what not to do because I keep doing things that you shouldn't probably do. But I did them. You know, and the thing is that, you know, when you do a children's book, you really do know that it's going to be difficult. And that's one of the things. So now, you know, I'm going trying to do maybe more of my mainstream, and I do, you know, from some of the screenplays, I'm doing a new book coming out, Grand Central. We'll see how we promote that because I'm going to, you know, but you, now that we've said all the promotion that you do, Lady Amber, tell us what your plans are before. We want to know what your plans are for future. If you're looking for clients or if you're going to, how many you're going to take on or what you can do for people so they know. Well, I had you on the show. I'm not sure you'll come again, but I've got you on the show, so that's it.
As of right now, I have 9 clients. After the first of the year, I will possibly have 12. I think maybe a couple more after that I'll take on, but I think I want to keep it small for the PR side because I don't want to get inundated and not be able to give my authors the best. I don't want anyone to feel left out.
Yeah, that's
I want to make sure that I'm still able to cover those that are with me. And I don't want to take on any more than I can handle.
That's smart. I knew that, but I wanted people to know that because that's what happens sometimes when you take on too much. Because this does take a lot of work, and you have to, you know, I mean, you have to think about it, and you have to really, you know, you have to read what your authors are doing. So, I mean, there's only so many hours in the day, you know, and that's
why. And each author wants.
No, I'm done. Go ahead.
I was going to say, each author wants and has different expectations for their books.
Yeah.
Each author has different needs, and so you have to cater to each author's needs and try to make sure that you're pleasing them and that you're doing what they're asking of you and what they're paying you to do. So I don't want to take on any more than possible. I have changed my website address. It was my old address, which now is LadyAmbersReviews.blogspot.com. I have set up a new review team. I've changed from the PA side to PR so that I can take on more authors and do more. And I've just recently have affiliated myself with the Black Unicorn Company and getting promo through there for my authors as well.
Yeah, I see that they're out a lot now. Yeah, I see that name. They do a lot of promotion. They're out there, whatever. You know, I see that name.
Yes, it's awesome. It's with Erica Phoenix, who I also PA for, and it's free promo work, and it's offered to any of the authors that I PA for or do PR for, and it's pretty much offered to any author. And I just have so much that I'm trying to do this year to make sure that I'm promoting all the authors that's with me and trying to make sure that I'm doing something new. I'm setting up review requests for any of the authors that are with me.
And you're big on the raffle copter. You use that all the time, raffle.
I'm currently doing multi-author events, and they're not just they're not for releases. They're themed events.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm doing Stuffing Your Kindle. I think before that was the Monster Bash Book Blast or something like that. And then I did the Christmas in July, and it's letting the readers know that these authors are out there, and it's doing cross promo.
Okay, so maybe you should tell them the price of it, because it's very reasonable. Why don't you tell them what you charge for that?
I charge $150 a month.
Okay. But then what you charge for those small things you do, which they definitely need.
Oh, the
like
small?
Like those things.
Like
when you do an event, like the authors, 25, you know, the authors now.
That was $10 a month, or $10 per author. And the ones that I do the events for, that was $25 an author.
I know. So, and I just would like to say, because I know that I've done these, you know, and it's not that you're going to sell 100 books. It's that your name is getting out there, and it's very inexpensive for a lot of coverage, you know, and I think that that's one of the things people don't realize. That's why I had to say the price, because, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, I won't be able to afford it, but you are very affordable for people that maybe can't do the monthly $150. You can do some of the events that you do, because you still work hard at those.
Yes. I mean, you know, we always get lots of people at the events. I mean, I've hosted them for Cameo and Sierra, and we always have a blast. I haven't had a chance to host one for FT Zilly, but I'm sure we will. And we always get tons of readers and tons of new readers, new audience, and it's always so much fun. We get new street team members. We get all kinds of stuff. And then when I do the multi-author events, I'm sharing whatever links these authors want. They're more than welcome to come and join in and post their own promo. And
And I think that people,
you know,
this is what
people
need to hear. This is why I wanted to have you on, because I think that they sometimes think it's too much for them and they can't afford it. But you absolutely have different price ranges, and you absolutely get them. You know, you have a lot of other people that you know, you have a lot of friends out there, and that they will be knowing some of them. And that's good, because that's like meeting people that are, you know, that will share for you. And a lot of times what's happened to Facebook is you lose the people that are sharing for you. And that's a lot. And that's a lot of, you know, I hate this now, because it's so difficult, because it was so much easier before. If you put an event out, like, you know, people... But now they don't want to say anything. They don't want to comment. And so I wanted people to know that even if there's no comments on something, it doesn't mean that they're not looking at it. What that means is they just don't want to get involved, so they don't put their name down. But they see it. They just don't comment, you know. And so that's really important that people know that what you do does not always mean they're going to get comments. Doesn't mean nobody saw it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Would everybody agree on that about the comments now? Because I think that's one of the things that people don't do. Anybody want to talk about it? the comments?
I agree. I mean, sometimes I comment, and then sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, I'll come back to that. But I did
right.
see it, but I don't always
yeah.
comment.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and
I
do get a lot of yeah. people. Yeah, I do get a lot of people that say, oh, yeah, I saw that, you know, but they
yeah.
but they never commented or liked it. And it's like, hey, okay, well, that's cool, too.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's anything that you can get someone else to see, you know, and that, like, even the shows, like, you know, when we post the shows and whatever, even if they're not listening to the show, they see that on our blog that what we had and who we had on, and, you know, so it's not always if they're listening to the show, but it's about just being out there. And because without being out there, you're not going to get anybody to know anything.
Yeah.
You know, and I think those, so that's one of the good things. So, you know, about promotion with the right people. So that's actually what the show is about, is promoting with the right people. And Amber, is there anything you'd like to say at the, you know, for the end of the show that would help people think about maybe promoting if they haven't thought about it, and, you know, just so they, to leave them with something that they can think about doing, because how important it is.
I think for any author, the best advice to give them is to promote, because without promotion, you're not going to get followers, you're not going to get sales, you're not going to get reviews. I mean, promotion is your biggest thing. You have to, whether you do it on your own or you do it with somebody else, you have to promote.
Right. And you have very strong, I mean, you know, the people that are associated with you, they do promote. They know what to do. They share, they
yes.
like, you know, and maybe not every single thing, but they're out there, you know. And that's why when I said that, just keep sharing and liking, it doesn't hurt. You just don't know where it's going. So, I mean, it's like, it is sometimes you feel like you're shooting in the dark, but really it's not, because it's, there's a reason at the end of the day that you do this, because you want people to find out about you, and you want to help other authors too, which is a good thing. It's not a bad thing to help other authors. It's nice, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things about writers. You know, we want to try to help each other. We hope, you know, I hope that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I agree,
but I think, yeah, you know, does anybody that I haven't asked, does anybody want to say anything before we like close off the show and just give the, you know,
for me, well, I didn't even give my website either, but so.
Okay, give it now so
again.
We don't forget. Give it now. Go ahead. Say it right now so we don't do it. So
okay, it's www.cameorenee.com, and Renee is R-E-N-A-E. It's
okay.
different. But yeah, but if you go onto my website, you can get linked with all of my social media.
I think
media.
I put it on the show site. I think I have it. So I think all of yours
okay.
are out there. Yeah, yeah, I did that, yeah. They're there,
awesome.
So just in case. And they can always, you know, ask me, though, too. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, I just wanted to say that, so because we
want people
to know who was on.
Oh, yes, and, you know, I think it's important for authors to also engage with their readers, you know, just to get them involved with your books and, you know, with your, just let them know what's going on in your life. Get them involved, you know, with, you can help them, you know, have them post teasers for them and, you know, just have fun things once in a while, give something away. And, you know, they appreciate that. And they stick with you because, you know, you are part of their life. You know, your books become a part of their life. So you being in, you know, trying to make an effort to answer questions or post teasers or, you know, being there sometimes, you know, you don't have to be there all the time because you're going to be writing, but, you know,
yeah.
to be engaging with them is a very important part of this industry as well.
Yeah, it is, you know, and tweeting and all of the, even if we don't love it all the time, we have to do it. Because you can't. You just can't not. You have to, because you have to get the word out. And not only about what book you have, it's about you, you know, about what you do. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things about the shows, which is why I was glad that Lady Amber decided to come on, because I think that people have not heard her. No, I think it matters. I think, honestly, it really
she
helps
thought I was a guy.
When they hear your voice, that you are a
mm-hmm.
real person. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I think it matters. Now we all know.
Yeah, she's real.
I know, because sometimes I, you know, at the beginning, I actually said this, you know, because it's, sometimes you think like, well, Lady Amber, maybe because, you know, maybe it's not even a lady. So you never know, you know.
And
so, you know, that's the thing, you don't know. So now they know who you are and how supportive you are to your authors. So I am really glad that you decided to come on, because I think it will, people will realize how much, look at, and you have three authors here and you have me also that has been very, you know, you've been very helpful to all of us.
Well, thank
and
you for
support
having
us. No, I always will, and I will extend this, you know, any time that authors would like to come on, just, you know, don't wait for, like, me to ask, just email me, you know, at World of Ink. I'm happy to have it, because we have so many I have a lot of shows, you know, and I have 4 and 5 people on, so if you've not been on a show and you want to come on a show, just let me know, because then I'll put you on a show with other people where you don't have to feel like it's one-on-one, because sometimes one-on-one is very hard if you're not used to this. Because you feel, you know, that maybe you're not saying the right thing. On my show, we all know that whatever we say. Because I, you know, I don't believe in just exact questions. I want people to, like, have a good time and be able to share things. So now that, you know, and any of your authors, just let them know. I'll be happy to have them. Because I do like having shows with a lot of people on, because I think it's so much more fun for everybody. And then you get to be friendly with some of the people.
Yeah,
which is, it helps, you know. All right, Fawn, would you like to leave with any parting words? Or you don't have to have parting words.
No. I just want to, you know, thank you for letting me come on. And
thank you for
inviting me and pushing me to do this.
Well, it was you all survived, right? I know Cameo had
to, yes.
But you know, it really isn't bad, honestly, because you know, I don't ask any questions to anybody that they would not want to answer, because I don't like that. You know, I wouldn't want anybody to do that to me. So it's all about really writing, and that's why, you know, we all have the same things in common, is that we want our work to get out there, but we want to have a good time, and we want to, you know, we want the public to like what we write. And it seems like everybody here today, you have a lot of fans, and that's good. It's really important. I mean, all of you are doing very well, because I checked on all of you. And, you know, I mean, no, you are. And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, Sierra, you help so much to tell people. And, you know, Fawn and Cameo, these are people that all are associated with Amber, and they're successful. And Amber doesn't give up on any authors, and that's a good thing, because you can see how, and they're still writing, and they keep writing. And indie or not, you know, that's one of the problems with the indie. You know, it has nothing to do with being an indie author, how successful you are or not. I think we all agree on that. If we do our own because we want control, then there's nothing really wrong with that. And, you know, and Amber, your authors do very well, and because you're helping promote them.
Oh, I think they do very well
need.
Because they're epic at what they do.
Yes. And you know, you want to take authors that like what they do and just keep, you know, you can't do one book. You have to keep doing books. You know, and that's one of the things a lot of people, so don't listen to people when they, if they give you a bad review or something, just keep going. You know, I mean, that's how I've stayed in this business for a long time, especially with screenwriting and, you know, even before, years ago. I have rejections, lots of them. And so I think actually it's kind of good for you to have some rejection, because then you know when you really aren't rejected how good that feels. You know, I mean, rejection, it happens. We all have had that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yes. That's one of the I could do another show on that rejection. But anyway, I want to thank you all for coming on, and I appreciate all of you coming on. And Amber, you know that I thank you for this, because I think it's important now, because I've always talked about you, and now they know you're real. There you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you
all right,
so
everybody
much for
having
have
a good holiday season, and Virginia and I will be back in January to give you some more shows. So, and Amber, remember, any of the authors want to come on, just let me know. And any of the three of you, if you have a new book you want to promote, just email me. You can come on. I love having returning
guests. Thank
you. Because they already know what to expect. They already know what to expect. Okay, thank you again, and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have fun. Now
bye-bye.
The kids are coming home, right? Bye. Okay.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Yeah, same to you.